Good evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, we will take you on a trip to the edge of sensibility, a voyage beyond the realms of comprehensibility, a journey a story of bold incompetence, a tale. We'll return after a message from this week's sponsor.
Computer, please, make me a vanilla double fudge sundae with whipped cream and extra nuts.
Agnes, I'm concerned about your health. Don't you know that ice cream is packed with fat, calories, and artery-clogging carbohydrates? And as for fudge, whipped cream, and nuts? Well, wouldn't you really prefer a nice yogurt?
I'm tired of computers that talk back. Sick of machines that tell you what to do? Well, you don't have to put up with that anymore. Bring your household computers to the Tip Top Digital Systems Obedience School and we'll teach them who's boss! And if computers in public places give you trouble, you can attend our special class where we'll show you how to talk to computers and get them to do what you want with no argument!
Computer? I want a vanilla double fudge sundae with whipped cream and extra nuts. And make it snappy, or it's back to the Tip Top Digital Systems Obedience School with you.
Yes, ma'am. Right away, ma'am.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 1, Wisdom of the Omnitron. Deep in the jungles of Darkest Quebec, hidden from the eyes of man, the long-abandoned work of a vanished civilization, a shopping mall.
Insert 25 cents, please.
This thing's heavy. Wait a minute.
Tortoise or Nini, Nizo, wa?
What? The cows are in the garden? Did you women?
To wazo wa?
What's he saying?
To wazo. Oh, I think he said the building is full of cows.
No, dear. Ninizo means cows. Ninizo means us. Is this the place? It looks empty.
This is the place, Sui.
Well, now are you going to tell me why we're here?
Well, you'll see. Just follow Ninintozawa. Ninintozawa! Tonito!
Georgie, this is infantile. You drag me through hundreds of miles of mud and mosquitoes and alligator-infested rivers. The least you can do is tell me what we're here for. I don't know why I let you talk me into these things.
Listen, don't call me Georgie.
Insert 25 cents, please.
What's that?
That is the Omnitron 6, the most sophisticated computer ever devised.
Georgie, that's a vending machine.
Well, I admit it looks like a vending machine. Okay, it is a vending machine, but it's a vending machine that can answer any question.
Uh-huh. Well, what is it asking for? Cents? That lets you out, Georgie. You haven't got any.
Don't call me Georgie. And a cent, for your information, is an amount of money 1/10 of a decibel.
You're kidding! Why would anyone bother to give a name to such a small amount of money?
Well, I don't know. But I've managed to obtain, from a collector, at great expense, ta-da, one antique 25-cent coin.
Insert 25 cents, please.
Then we can only ask one question.
Right. Here goes.
I'm sorry, but that is a United States quarter. I only accept Canadian coins.
Damn, I didn't say anything about that. Listen, sorry, Armatron, but that's the only coin I've got.
Very well. But in that case, a sacrifice will be required.
A sacrifice?
Yes. That Sit on a Happy Face t-shirt your companion is wearing should do nicely. Please place it in the shoe.
Hey!
Come on, Sui. Hand it over.
But this is my favorite shirt.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll get you another one, please, honey, or we don't get to ask our question.
All right. All right. Here.
Thank you. Now, please state your question.
Come
on, Georgie. What's your question?
Question, please.
You did come here with a question in mind, didn't you, dear?
You have 10 seconds to state your question. 10, 9, 8.
Georgie!
7, 6, 5.
What, 4. When is a star? When is a star not a star?
Damn it, Georgie!
In the catacombs of Ugly, the Star of Vengeance lies on a giant stone chrysanthemum with fried chicken on every side.
That's it? That's the answer?
So what do you want for 25 cents?
And my shirt. Georgie, we came all this way to ask the Omnitron a question, and you didn't even plan what question you were going to ask.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, dear. Now, chrysanthemum, let me see. Let me write that. C-R-I.
And so you ask it a stupid riddle, and when it gives you a nonsense answer, you go and write it down? Do you realize this whole trip has been for nothing?
Yeah, but Sui, honey. What?
Don't you but Sui, honey, me. George Theodore Panagus, I am never speaking to you again!
Yes, you are. You see, it's right here in the script. Look.
Sui! Eek! What's that?
Let me see that. It doesn't say who I'm talking to.
Ho! Wa! Zoto! Ho! To!
Unhand me, you savage!
What's that?
That's H. Neville Bellicote, the evil dwarf, no doubt spying on us.
He's so tiny.
Call me evil, will you? And on the radio, too. Your lawyers will be hearing from my lawyers, Panagus. Here, instruct your minion to release me.
Let him go. Johnny, what a Tony. Wani, Wani.
No, no. Wani, Wani.
All right. So what are you doing here, Bellicote?
I came to ask the Omnitron a question, same as you. When is a star not a star?
Well, you go ahead and ask your question.
And let you hear the answer? A fat chance.
Well, you heard our answer.
Well, that's too bad for you, isn't it? The Star of Vengeance, eh?
Hey, you know what it is?
I've heard of it. And now I think I know where it is. Tell you what, Panagus, I'll buy that answer off you for, shall we say, 25 cents? You promise not to go after the Star of Vengeance, and I'll give you my quarter so you can ask another question.
Insert 25 cents, please, Canadian.
You've got yourself a deal.
Well, now, wait a minute, honey. I don't know about this.
George, come on. Take the man's order.
No, listen. Whatever this Star of Vengeance thing is, it must be pretty valuable, or he wouldn't be so interested in it. Look.
No way, Bellicote.
You'll regret this, Panagus. You better just stay out of my way. That's all I can say.
After him! Wawanito! This way!
Wait a minute! Hold everything! Why are we chasing this guy? What are we going to do with him if we catch him?
Well, I thought we'd...
What? What did he say?
I think it was wa-wa-wa. Wa-wa-wa-wa. That means your mother wears twigs in your hair.
No, it was wa-wa-wa, wa-wa-wa. Put your feet in the cage with the bear cubs.
Wa-wa-wa, wa-wa-wa.
Oh, it's wa-wa-wa, wa-wa-wa. You're standing in quicksand.
Huh?
What's the trouble with these four-syllable languages? Everything sounds alike.
Quicksand!
Is this the end for George and Sui? Can the Watazoni save them, or will they perish in the deadly quicksand?
Oh, give our listeners credit for some intelligence, will you? They know we can't perish on the first episode.
Tune in next week and find out.
Whatever can go wrong will. Everyone's seen it in action, but did you ever wonder why that is? Who enforces Murphy's Law? Well, I'll tell you. It's us! That's right, Murphy's Imps. We're everywhere, watching constantly, and whenever we see our chance, whammo!
But why are you telling us this?
Because even imps gotta eat. And we do so through the generous contributions of people like you. Thousands of poor suckers send us money in the hope that we'll leave them alone.
That's blackmail.
No, actually, it's extortion. So, write us a check, Imps Local 343.
Wait, let me get my pen.
You ready, Aunt? Okay, that's Imps Local 343. Whatever amount you think is appropriate.
Where do I send it? Where do I send it?
Oh, just leave it out. We'll find it. And who knows? Maybe we'll give you a break. On the other hand, maybe not.